Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Business Rockstar.
Ashton Kutcher is known for being an actor, but he's also begun to make a name for himself as an entrepreneur. Here he explains what it takes to be successful.
All you have to be is curious, willing to learn, and kind, and hungry, and have a desire to be helpful, and things start to happen and appear and fall into place.
For anyone just getting started, that's inspiring, but now let's talk action steps on how to actually achieve success as an entrepreneur. Joining me right now is Kyle Hill, the CEO of Home Hero. It's great to have you on the show, brother.
Happy to be here.
So I know you're a huge advocate of culture and how important it is. And, you know, a lot of the times I think small business owners make the mistake and they think that company culture is something that's not really as important as it is. But I know that you have a whole nother perspective on that. Could you share a little bit more about company culture?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a lot of young entrepreneurs have this warm body mentality when it comes to filling a role. And, you know, early on when we got an investment, our first $3 million of Series Seed at Home Hero, it became very apparent to us that company culture was going to make or break our entire business. And we actually spent a week out up in Lake Tahoe with our entire team, just understanding what our core values were and our core that we wanted, what culture we wanted to build at Home Hero. And that was so extremely important that we did that. And those values are something that we hold really true to ourselves even today and really drives our mission at Home Hero.
How important are core values for an organization? I think that I obviously know as a CEO of my own company how important values are and making sure that everybody is in alignment. Yeah. But could you share a little bit more about, you know, people might just hear values, but they don't really know the context or the importance of it. How important is values and making sure everybody's in alignment?
Well, they're extremely important. I think one of the core values that we hold really true is default to transparency. And we have a very, very transparent culture at Home Hero. And one of them is just even around the way that we offer equity to employees. And so we have a set formula that we've made public that everybody can almost guess what their offer is going to be. We have default Slack channels where you can see if you're in sales or support, you can see what's going on in engineering, you can see what the executives are talking about, and it allows us to just communicate a lot faster and move a lot more quickly. And so that's one of the eight core values, but it's extremely important. Over the last 3 years, we've had over 50 employees at Home Hero, and we've only had one person ever leave the company. So we have an extremely high retention rate at Home Hero.
So what's been the secret? Is it culture? Is it values? What's the secret to having high retention nowadays, right? The average millennial is going to jump jobs approximately 16 times. So retention is super important. Mm-hmm. So would you say, what are some of the things? Obviously culture, values, what are some other things?
So there's a couple things we do that I think are unique to other startups. For one, in January of every year, we have every employee reapply for their jobs. And so we'll come in and we'll do almost like a new interview with that person. And the goal of at the end of the interview is to make sure that we are the company that they want to be working for the next year. Mm. And that they're the employee that if they came to us today and there was a position open for their job, that they would be the number one candidate for that job.
I like that.
And so it's very hard. It's sometimes a little awkward, but
you got to get your job again when you already have it.
Yeah, and so you almost have to resell each other. It's like renewing your vows, so to speak. So that's something that's very important. We also have a mid-year check-in in July. We always do what we call a 360 meeting with each of the employees. And It's really just to do a check-in and say, how are you feeling? Give us a color professionally and personally. Are you red, yellow, green? And it's an hour-long check-in with both Mike and I, the founders, both founders. And it really makes sure we're all on the same page and that there's no pent-up emotions that we find out later. That
So my question is, do you guys have to make sure that you get your own jobs again as a CEO?
You know, it's funny you say that. I mean, we are always looking for ways to get better ourselves. I mean, Mike and I are both young entrepreneurs. We're both under 30 years old. And so we have a lot to learn ourselves, and we're very open of accepting criticism. And so we'll ask people, is there something better that we can do to make
Home So stay Hero open more? And always be willing to get feedback
exactly.
from your
Okay. And not take it too personal when someone does give you some tough feedback.
Yeah, right? Especially when they're maybe the person that you're paying as an employee.
Yeah, and a lot of it does come down to transparency, where I think the biggest criticism we'll get is, you know, there's all this information that's happening over here, and I feel a little out of the loop. And so we'll get that occasionally, and it's not on purpose. It's just making sure that everybody's on the same page.
So you're under 30, and you shared with me earlier that you raised close to or over $23 million. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for a second. What's the key to raising money?
The key for us was we went out very early. We got our butts kicked by a lot of investors.
How important is that, by the way, for people to know?
It's important, and it's again, it's awkward, but you have to kind of challenge yourself to have those tough conversations. And we started out of the Science Incubator in Santa Monica, and they sent us out early, way before we were ready to fundraise.
To learn and get beat down.
Just to learn about our business. And so you get these questions like, you know, what's your cost to acquire a caregiver? And Mike and I are like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we feel stupid walking out of there not knowing that. But you get enough of those. Mike and I, what we ended up doing is making flashcards of every single question we'd ever got received from an investor.
Yeah.
And you know, by the 20th, 30th interview, you know everything.
You're like, I've heard that before, and here's the response.
Every single question, and so you feel more comfortable going into some of these more powerful VCs because you know that anything they ask you, you've already asked before, and even more importantly, you and your partner could both answer the questions exactly the same. So there's that
congruency. That's obviously
exactly.
important. So all right, so you said knowing your company better than anybody else. What else?
Knowing your company,
be willing to fail a lot. That was another thing.
Yeah.
Get feedback.
Having, I think having plan A, plan B, and plan C, really understanding, say, hey, here are some opportunities. We're very laser focused on this. But if we fall off track, you know, by 25% one or another, you still have a very optimistic outcome. So for us, for example, we really set up our business to be a direct-to-consumer business. And we wanted to go after, do a lot of online spend and really go after consumers directly. But we also knew that there was an opportunity to potentially partner with hospitals and be preferred discharge for hospitals. We knew eventually we could eventually go into home health and we could provide more medical care. And so there are a lot of derivations of our business that made it just say, look, we're the most attractive attractive team to go after this problem, but we can't tell you exactly how we're going to do it. You just have to have a lot of faith in our team. And so having very good core leadership and ones that you know that have done it before, have maybe sold companies before, you've been in the trenches, yet that core leadership team, you just have to have a lot of faith that they'll figure it out. Even
so, maybe you haven't succeeded before in that exact industry or with that exact business model, but you've got a proven track record, you have great core values, you have a powerful vision and a great team to go after it.
I'll give you an example. I started Home Hero after observing a lot of the problems my dad was having finding care for my grandmother. And my grandmother is 99 years old. And we've kept her out of the hospital for almost 2 years, which is no small feat for, you know, for a woman that at that age, you're going to have a lot of health problems. And so how we did that, I just paid really close attention to the quality of care that my grandmother's receiving. And I started building an app to help my dad manage that a lot better. And little did I know, I was building the early stages of Home Hero. And so when I went to investors originally and I said, you know, I've been doing this for the last year and a half, not unknowingly, I've been doing this, I've been building this company. And so you almost have to eat your own dog food. And so my grandmother was our first and our longest standing client. And so when you're selling something to your own family, that's what I mean by being really mission driven is you take a lot more pride in what you're building when your own family is using it.
So it's kind of like reminds me of the importance of having a big why. You know, fill up your gas tank with this is why it's so important, an emotional charge for why you're doing it.
Yep.
So, you know, something else I want to touch base with you on is we talked about the importance of values. We talked about the importance of aligning yourself with a mission. How important is it to differentiate yourself? You know, you got started in the healthcare space, which is so noisy and crowded right now.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself?
Well, so one of our missions, I mean, we say we are promoting health and wellness in the home through the unity of smart technology and human compassion. And so what does that mean? It really means that we're taking technology into a very high-touch space. And there's a company I admire a lot called Bench Accounting. And I really liked that company early on because they said, we're going to use technology in a really smart way, but it's also going to be very high touch. And so I look at that and I look at similarities with Match.com. And I said, we're going to use technology, but it's still intended to be a human service. You're meant to meet people. And so I think of us being a lot more similar to those companies than, say, Uber or Lyft. And the reason is that, you know, Travis from Uber has always said that eventually all the drivers are going to be replaced by driverless cars. And if you could have a robot take you from point A to point B, that's okay. And if you had Instacart or Postmates delivering you your burrito and they're robots or drones, that's okay. But you'll never replace caregiving or babysitters with robots. And so there's always that human touch. So one of the biggest challenges for us is, yes, we're using technology, but you really have to use technology in the right places, and you have to use warm touch in the right places. And so the way we really differentiate is that things like matching and scheduling and billing, we use technology better than any other company in the industry. But we also have some of the most thoughtful and warm-hearted caregivers in the industry. And so you have to do both really, really well to succeed in healthcare.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, brother. You're a young rock star. I'm excited to see what you guys end up doing with Home Hero in the healthcare space. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rock Stars, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Nasdaq Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with Nasdaq, who is that much of a success.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Mark Black, CEO of Shorten the Gap. This is Business Rockstars, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Joining me is Katie Warner Johnson, the CEO and founder of Carbon 38. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you
me.
On here. And yeah. When we were talking before the cameras started rolling, you shared some pretty cool stuff about your past with me. You were one of the best ballet people. You were a professional. You were in Wall Street. And now you own your own company. Tell us a little bit about that journey, about how you went from a professional, you know, professional in ballet to mm-hmm. Wall Street to being a CEO of your own company.
Yeah, so I was a ballet dancer for many years and was essentially born in spandex. And I think I still call upon ballet in everything I do because it was an important time in my life to form as a young artist and kind of learning about what that means to be an artistic lens and to project kind of a larger idea to an audience, which I think I do every day as an entrepreneur today. But then I was unfortunately injured as a dancer and ended up at Harvard as an undergrad. And then, as any good Harvard student would, I joined Deutsche Bank in equity derivatives trading. I didn't last long there because I had an opportunity to dance in New York. So I deferred my offer. Started dancing again, realized I couldn't make Manhattan rent, and so I became a fitness instructor to pay the bills in between rehearsals and performances. And I, you know, this was in 2007, and watched through the financial crisis all of my peers as they lost their jobs, not moving back home, but instead heading to SoulCycle and making, you know, being their best selves and their healthiest selves and investing in themselves, and saw a huge market opportunity in kind of this boutique fitness. I fell in love with the customer because essentially it's me. And then, you know, here I am 2.5 years into running my own company.
So tell us, what is Carbon 38, your active, you know, activewear company?
Yeah, it's the premier online destination for high-end luxury boutique fitness apparel or active fashion. So we curate brands from all over the world. Right now we're working with over 150 and bring the customer kind of the best of. And about 6 months ago we just launched our own collection and our own brand Carbon 38, which has been actually kind of amazing because we're able to actually shape this new generation of active fashion and active wear because it really is becoming kind of the new ready to wear.
Okay. Something that I think is so cool about your past is that you already got to experience what it's like to play at the pro level with ballet. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those lessons or experiences that you've taken away that have translated into the business world?
Well, so, I mean, I think, you know, kind of the basics that you'd hear any athlete say, it's like discipline, poise, goal-oriented thinking, all of those things I take with me. But what I think is most important about ballet particularly is the artistry. And that's a piece that I still miss every day, but I still call upon. So, you know, as a young artist, I there was a specific choreographer that kind of helped shaped my what he calls artistic lens, so kind of the lens in which I project bigger ideas and channel kind of what a choreographer or composer is, the story they're trying to tell, and it's up to me to connect with the audience. And so I take that now every day. You know, I've realize the power of what that quote-unquote artistic lens is, because I'm speaking to a larger market, and it's, you know, it's really not about me. It's about this zeitgeist of, you know, women taking on more and more roles in the workplace and at home, and having a lot of pressure to kind of do it all, and how can I help? And I think, you know, getting dressed in the morning is one of the most important steps, particularly for a woman, because it symbolizes your mood, it symbolizes who you're going to be that day. And so for Carbon 38 to be a part of that morning routine, I think is really important. And what I strive to do is create clothing that's machine washable and sexy and comfortable and has all of the properties of traditional activewear. And of course, we carry lots of leggings and sports bras, but we also are starting to dip into dresses. Something I'm wearing a piece from Carbon 38, blazers, anoraks, things that can be worn outside of the gym, so that active fashion doesn't just begin and end in that hour. It carries you through the day. And I think it is really important and empowering for this kind of new generation of women, which I'm a part of, to have that support.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me here is Katie Warner Johnson, the CEO and founder of Carbon 38. I'm curious to know, what has been one of the hardest things about starting an active wear company in such a competitive space?
You know, one of the hardest things. I mean, I think that it's always hard to start a business, something out of nothing. I mean, it really is. It's no easy feat, and it's not something that is for the faint of heart. That's for sure. But I do think that, you know, I mean, there's so many challenges. I could be here all day. But in terms of things to kind of pin your hat to, I think that one important lesson I've learned is that there's no such thing as luck or intuition. I think that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, go with your gut. And I think what your gut is really just a collection of data, of past experiences that you draw from to make decisions on. And when, you know, the quote-unquote stars align, it's because you worked your butt off to align everything, to get everything into place to make it happen. And so, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's just luck of the draw, 95% of companies fail, all of that. But I do think that, you know, there is certainly this element of like right place, right time, but I think if, you know, you really are listening to the market and your customer, you will persevere.
How can somebody get really clear on who their ideal target audience is that they should be working with?
Well, I think honestly, speaking from experience, and I can only speak from experience, you are your best customer. And someone said to me a long time ago, if you are riveted, you are riveting. And this is a market and a product that rivets me, and thus, you know, that level of engagement is apparent to a customer that then becomes, you know, that then is attracted. Does that make sense? I feel like
it does, yeah.
It's, you know, I only know what I know, and so I am my best advocate in everything I do. And so, you know, I can only know as much as I have experienced. And so as a woman in business, who also wants to live forever and look hot, I need certain things. And activewear is just one of those amazing kind of facets of ready-to-wear. Now it's becoming a facet of ready-to-wear that allows me to do what I need to do. And then, you know, seeing the community that we've grown, whether that be our employees or our customers, and now we also have fitness instructors who, like me, you know, have cultivated a following and can sort of channel and help us channel the Carbon 38 brand and ethos to their customers. It's really important to kind of build a really strong community around you, and usually that community is absolutely your customer.
So you have such a crazy background and story about how you got to where you're at. I'm curious, what would be like the one, you know, paradigm shifting lesson that you've had on your journey?
Oh gosh, I think someone said to me, perception is reality. Actually, Deb Benton, who sits on our board and has been an advisor and also just a personal advisor, mentor, since day one, she said, perception is reality. And I think that is freeing, and that's also a huge amount of responsibility. So, you know, if you want to be perceived as a luxury company, which is what we want, and you know, we're operating out of my dining room in my little gritty walk-up, if that's how we'd like to be perceived, that is our reality. And it's the same thing with, you know, employees. Their perception is their reality, and thus you always have to address that. Same thing with customers. So I think that that's been just such a valuable lesson and one of those kind of like aha moments that you are what you already are at this moment, and you just have to keep running.
Great tips from Katie Warner Johnson, CEO and founder of Carbon 38. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Planning a trip soon? Do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle delivery and pickup and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Joining me is Katie Warner Johnson, the CEO of Carbon 38, and I'm really excited to see you've got some of your products here. Yeah. So let's take some of those out and let's take a look at them.
Absolutely. So I brought actually my favorite piece from our first fashion collection. This is in-house manufactured, as opposed to, you know, the curated other brands that we carry. So this is the thallium parka.
That's great material.
I know, isn't it great? It's actually called Spacer. It's from Italy. Really high quality. The jacket is manufactured in Los Angeles and actually matches the dress
it's like a similar
that I'm wearing. But this is just so great to throw on after your workout, or, you know, over a dress to go out to dinner, or over some jeans to just run errands. And the print is definitely
looks like something you might catch like Kanye West in or something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love that piece.
Absolutely.
What are some other ones?
Yeah, so our most recent collection, which launched in April, this is a little sports bra, so definitely more active, but with some really beautiful details opening in the back. This is the Catalyst sports bra. Just super, super supportive, but still, you know, has some feminine details. And, you know, I actually have worn this out with a high-waisted skirt as well as to my Pilates class, so definitely transitional. And then the final couple pieces are from our collection that launches next week, and this is Olympics inspired. So definitely emphasis on high performance with a really great supportive waistband, and the print is inspired by, you know, the colors of the Olympic rings, but also traditional carnival costumes in Brazil, so to honor the host city.
What's been the hardest part about marketing this many different types of products? I think you said you have over 2,000 SKUs.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's so many challenges. I think that, you know, it really is establishing the Carbon 38 as a branded platform. And again, you know, it's essentially, we're a storyteller. So we're telling the stories of the brands that we carry. We're telling the stories of, you know, the community that we're serving and our customers. And we're telling the stories of this amazing community of fitness instructors who serve as influencers and also somewhat as salespeople. So it's kind of weaving that all together and providing a platform for kind of this new rise in high-end fitness in this market, the shift away from personal luxury towards personal fitness. So it has been difficult kind of establishing that, but one that we were really committed to from the very beginning was figuring out how to tell that story and how to tell that story around the context of Carbon 38 and what that really means.
So outside of story, which is huge for mm-hmm. a unique value proposition, mm-hmm. outside of story, how else do you differentiate yourself from companies like Nike and Lululemon that I know are competitors?
Well, they are and they aren't. So we actually will be carrying Nike, we could potentially carry Lululemon. So we are offering a curated experience. So by cutting through the noise, because everyone and their mother has an activewear company, we're cutting through the noise and really providing a selected grouping of product. And essentially, this is how, as a woman, how I shop in every other facet of my wardrobe. So we're just applying this to activewear so that you can kind of curate your own look and see what else is out there and you know, really create a robust wardrobe out of many choices. And that's, you know, that's definitely how we set ourselves apart, because we are looking, we really have watched consumer behavior, particularly for this like 36-year-old, you know, career-driven, single, childless woman, and to see how she shops across all the other, you know, dimensions of her wardrobe. And we just applied this to activewear, and it really is a reflection of the fact that activewear is becoming a new facet of ready-to-wear.
Where have you been more successful, online or in brick and mortar and retail?
We are almost 100% online, and I just think there's so much low-hanging fruit, so we're focused on online. I come from the fitness studio world, and I know how expensive real estate is. You know, we've just been able to grow so efficiently over the last 2.5 years. And, you know, as soon as you launch a website, you're an international company. And 4% of our sales are actually international without really any marketing efforts outside of the U.S. So, you can reach so many more customers online, and that has been, that's just been our main focus.
Okay, so online has been the most effective mm-hmm. thing. My question then is, what are some practical tips that entrepreneurs can take from you and how to be successful online?
What are some practical tips? I think that
you've been successful online, so
yeah.
How is that? Has it been by accident, or has there been an actual methodology and strategy behind it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, we're founded, we're born and raised in LA. as a company, and LA is full of, you know, so many terrific schools that are, you know, technically driven, whether that be, you know, Harvey Mudd or Pomona or UCLA or USC. You know, they're just, there's such an amazing community of engineers. So, you know, you immediately walk into a community of tech people. There's Silicon Beach, which is certainly sort of vibrant and growing. And then, you know, there's also all of the creative people from the entertainment industry. And there's so many creative minds and brands that have been built here that have storytellers around them. And then, you know, finally, LA and downtown is just Garmento's center. And it's always been the manufacturing center of the United States. And so being able to build your company kind of in between all these communities, pulling upon the resources and the talent pools in all of these communities, we've been able to build a company that I don't think we would have built in any other city.
When building your company, did you bootstrap it or did you have to raise any capital?
We've done a bit of both. So initially we bootstrapped, then we went through an accelerator, and so we got a little bit of funding from that. And then we are in the middle of our first round. And it's you know, it's really hard to raise capital. I think that, you know, anyone listening to this will will agree.
What is an accelerator, by the way?
So it's usually like a program that provides capital and mentorship and workspace to a young company. And so we went through an accelerator called Start Engine, which I don't think exists anymore. Based here in LA, Howard Marks is the founder and chairman, and it was, you know, it was great to just have kind of a kick in the pants and a timeline to really focus on delivering and launching, which, you know, a lot of times when you're just kind of throwing around ideas with friends in a garage, like, it's really hard to set those time, that, you know, those due dates for yourself. It's really easy to get distracted. And being with an accelerator for 3 months, we had very specific deliverables in which we had to launch on, and so it got us off the ground.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Katie Warner-Johnson, the CEO of Carbon 38. How important has it been for you to surround yourself with great partners? I know you have some awesome ones, but how important has that been and playing a role to your success?
I mean, I think it's everything. I do think that, you know, it takes a village, and it's certainly taken a village to build Carbon. And I have a very unusual background that provide me with a lot of strengths and I think a lot of skills in leadership, but in terms of like actual skills and execution, definitely not. And I think what's really important for any entrepreneur is to figure out what you don't know really quickly and hire around that. And so that's, you know, I was kind of forced to figure that out very quickly. And I think self-awareness is a really important skill to have as a founder and as a CEO. And so, you know, I identified that if I was going to launch an online business, I needed a really great online platform and really terrific product to sell. And so I went out to our current, you know, head of product and technology and our current chief merchant very early on in the life cycle of this company. And they were much too senior for us, and they still are, but don't tell them that. And I convinced them to join our team because I knew I needed the best team on board. And it's all about storytelling. And I, you know, I've always had a really big vision since day one, and they caught fire to that and have continued to build. And then, you know, the rest of the team that we filled in, it's just such an honor to come into work every day with such a strong and such a senior group of people. You know, our first year in business, we hit 1 million in sales. Our second year, 7 million, and this year we're going to hit close to 20. And that type of growth doesn't happen in a vacuum. That happens with a really, really solid team.
Something that's difficult for some entrepreneurs is to be able to control their growth and not have too much growth actually hurt them. So how have you guys been able to sustain your growth and make sure that it's actually a good thing?
I mean, at this point, I you know, I have a very lofty goal of being a $100 million company in the next 3 years, so it really is pedal to the metal. And I, you know, like I said earlier, I have such a strong team around me that has scaled or been part of businesses that have scaled, so I know I can rely on them. And as we continue to build our team, I'm looking for people that have either worked at companies in the 200, 400, you know, million-dollar range, or have been part of that growth, so that we can make that smooth transition. Look, you know, it takes a lot of courage to run a company. It takes a lot of courage to not only fail, because failing, quite frankly, is easy. It takes a lot of courage to succeed, and I knew what I was signing up for. I don't do things in small ways. And I, you know, I didn't realize that the stage that I have currently would grow as quickly as it has, but I think, you know, this wave of activewear and this, you know, this whole trend kind of grew behind us after we had launched. So we have such an opportunity, and every day I realize how big that opportunity is, even more. You know, it becomes even more of a reality, and so I'm not afraid of that growth. I welcome it, and it is scary, but I know that I've made the right choices thus far, and I will continue to do that going forward.
I love what you said. Failure is easy. Success takes courage. That's mm-hmm. powerful. So as you grow to your goal of $100 million a year, mm-hmm. how do you think so big? I think a lot of entrepreneurs maybe struggle in that regard. They might think big, but they don't act big, and you're clearly doing both. So what's your advice for people to think big and act big?
I think the biggest thing, you know, maybe it doesn't come in day one, but I think every couple, you know, quarters, you have to think about this is your exit. Because when you put that exit in front of you, and it has to be a realistic one, you then understand the scale that you have to reach to get there. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I have no other choice but to IPO. Well, you know, how many companies really do IPO? And also look at your space. How many companies in your space really do go public? And then, you know, start to deduce from there. And I think, you know, probably the biggest reality for most of us who are starting businesses is a sale. And so, you know, we right off the bat kind of identified who we'd want to exit to. And of course, that list changes. But then we understood what we have to become to get there. And so, you know, in the grand scheme of things, $100 million today seems like such a big thing. But at full scale, it really is kind of like at a little amuse-bouche. I mean, it really
is.
It is.
If you compare it to like Nike sales.
Yeah, exactly. It really is such a small part of the market. And I think that we can accomplish that. And then I've been able to kind of deduce from there, like how many customers would we need to get there? And looking at our customer profile, I do think that we very much could get there probably faster than I'm even saying today. It just, of course, takes the right team and the right initiatives to push us across that finish line.
Thank you so much. You're an inspiration. I love those tips that you shared with us. Katie Warner-Johnson, the CEO of Carbon 38. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Make the first minute of your presentation great, and the last minute will be easy. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. There's a right and a wrong way to open every presentation. It's important to understand the first minute of your sales presentation, and probably just the first 20 seconds, is the peak moment of attention from the audience. It's not going to get any better than this, so take advantage of it by checking off this list of to-do items. Number one, in the beginning, make a very clear claim about the opportunity that you offer. Number two, get a laugh or at least a chuckle. Otherwise, the presentation can feel salesy and just too intense. And number three, let the audience or buyer know that they aren't going to be trapped in a room or on a call with you for any longer than necessary. There's a right and a wrong way to start every presentation. Make the first minute great and the last minute will be easy. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
$1,000 here and there model, we really focus them on finding a six-figure problem they can solve for their business, or even better, a seven-figure problem they can solve, and charge at least $10,000, $25,000, $50,000, maybe even $100,000 per client so that the cash starts flowing in. It gets them out of this poverty model and really allows them to have the cash to finance the growth of their business. That's the first thing. The second thing is then we have them develop a scalable program. So it's not enough to just sell your time or say, I'm an expert, I'm here, you know, I'm $200 an hour or whatever, but to find a very specific outcome, an objective-oriented outcome for your customer and design, I like to call it the GPS, the turn-by-turn directions for how to get from here to there in that outcome and deliver it as a complete package to your client. The third thing is to validate that by actual sales. A lot of people jump into the internet marketing world way too fast. They start building funnels, they start writing emails, they start doing all of the stuff before they've ever validated that they have something that's actually going to sell. So we teach people how to not cold call, but actually start relationships with people so they can validate that model and turn those interested parties into clients through a very specific sales conversation. We like to teach them how to show that process from step to step and actually get them to enroll, invite them to join that program.
So how do they go about finding these high-level clients that they can actually end up getting $10 or $20 or $50 or $100,000 from?
Yeah. So it starts first with having the right target. So a lot of times we kind of feel like we've got something of value to offer, but we're selling it to the wrong audience, or maybe a group of people that don't value it as much. And so it ends up lowering our price, or we end up getting into all these conversations about, well, I don't have the money, or, you know, I can't afford it. And, you know, that's just a bad place to be in your business. You start to have these really uncomfortable conversations with people about, you know, opening up their pocketbooks when they really just can't. So it's really about one of my Francine Graglia, who's the head of business development for us. She likes to call it the stop selling to poor people strategy. And it sounds really stupid, but it's true. Like, we have to find that market that values, not just has the cash, but actually values the outcome that we have. So that's the first step. We have to do that first. But then it becomes a formula of the audience that you currently have and the influence on that audience that you have. So if you have a big audience already, or a big list of people that you can email to or talk to, and your influence is quite high, then it's simply a matter of going out and saying, hey, I've got something new I've introducing. I'd like to bounce it off of, you know, seven people to see kind of how it goes, and get that very first group in. And often what you find is that if you've got a big list and you've got a big influence, that's an easy conversation to have. The flip side of the problem, where a lot of people struggle, is when you have really no list and no influence. You're starting from scratch.
That's some great advice. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Frank Bria, CEO of Scale to Success. I'm really curious. So when you teach somebody how to actually offer a $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or even $100,000 service or product, whatever that may be, how can you teach them to articulate the value proposition, shifting from selling low-end products that might be a couple hundred bucks to actually providing the value of a $100,000 service?
Absolutely. It all comes down to having a very clear objective, an outcome. You know, when we sell low-ticket programs or products, it's all about us. You know, I'm a web designer, I'm a trainer, I'm an HR consultant. But when you're selling high-ticket programs, it's about the result. And so I tell people, first off, if you don't believe you're changing people's lives, you're in the wrong business. So you have to have that clear in your head that you are changing people's lives with the outcome that you're talking about. Then I like to teach a four-bulleted sort of formula, if you will, how to describe what that big outcome is. So the first thing we do is first focus on the pain points for those people. So what's keeping them up at night? Be very specific of your very specific market, the things that they need to solve in order to have a good night's rest, to finally feel like they're clear. So we start off with those pain points. I like to call it the, you know how. So we say, you know how you spend a lot of time trying to build up a business, but you have cash flow issues, or you know how you wake up every day and go to a job you hate. Those kinds of things are pain points. We then move on to the imagine instead, which is literally the mirror image. That's their future, and you want to reflect the future as the opposite of their pain. So imagine instead you woke up in the morning excited about going to your job. That's the mirror image of the pain point you created. The more specific that is, the better off you are, because your audience needs to know that you understand them. Then we make it personal. What would that mean for you? What would that mean for you if you made those changes? And then finally, and this is the trick of a high-ticket program, is a very specific bulleted list of a program that gets you there. And I call this the this so that. So the this is the feature of your program. So for example, maybe I teach you how to find a six-figure problem to solve. The that is the benefit you get. So I might say a formula that teaches you how to solve a six-figure problem so that you can be charging a lot of money for each and every client. The that is something that's meaningful to me as a customer because it's the outcome. So when you put that together, you have a really tight script that speaks directly to people's fears, it shows them the future, and that talks about how they can achieve that outcome.
Frank, you're full of awesome tips. I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.